from Luminary and Atypical Artists. You're listening to The College Tapes. Episode 9, Librum Disparitum, by Megan Fitzmartin.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Is now a bad time to tell you I don't love a basement?
I apologize for the conditions, but due to the heightened security of the artifact, you understand. Besides, does my hospitality mean nothing to you?
Well, I knew there was a catch to that nice guest house of yours. Well, this is one of the nicer basements I've hung out in. At least I can leave this basement, right?
Only if you're very good. Mr. Ritz, are you all right?
Yeah, I almost missed a step.
Well, I'll have to have someone look at that. No, you're not a prisoner here, Mr. Ritz. Stay down here for as long as you like and just text me when you're ready to leave.
Whoa, you weren't staying?
I have a few matters to attend to, and I figured you might like to work in peace. Over here.
Okay, yeah, sure. I mean, maybe there's a librarian upstairs in need of some company. You know, I didn't see anybody up there, but I'm sure if I just...
All the librarians have jobs, Mr. Ritz. As do you. Of course, if you're having second thoughts...
No. It's fine. I'll be fine. Wow. That's some fancy safe you got there.
This ledger has been passed down among our members for years in an effort to keep it safe. Out of the eyes of the public and away from the order, we, in turn, cannot be too careful. The system is rather ingenious, developed by one of our more creative students. It's an average safe converted to the exact specifications our more ancient libraries use to preserve older manuscripts so that the books survive no matter the conditions they're placed in.
Huh. It's beautiful. Is that real leather?
Correct. Gloves?
What's that symbol right there?
Gloves first, please.
Right. Wait, more importantly, what are these things? They look... I don't know what these look like.
Much like our safe, we've adapted our gloves as well. Can't be too careful.
Well, these do nothing for my complexion. They're comfy. No wonder you wear yours all the time.
Speeds things up.
And you just need me to...
Learn everything you can of this artifact, Mr. Ritz. And then take it apart. Fix what's broken.
But it's a book.
Perceptive. The rumors I've heard about you are all true.
Look, I'm sorry. I'm not the one who's asking to despine a book like it's a piece of kale.
The book is fragile, Mr. Ritz. I'd like to keep this one piece of atypical history intact while extracting the pieces that make it a little more unwieldy. Unless the task may be too difficult for you. In which case, I can certainly find someone...
No. I can do it. I'll be careful. No harm ever came from reading a book, right?
Please take this seriously.
Sorry, Professor, that's just the one movie I actually have seen. But I want you to know I am taking it seriously. I'm just... maybe you can tell me what you know about the artifact. Where did it come from before it was handed down?
That is none of your concern.
Okay, I hate to break it to you, Prof, but if you want me to take this sucker apart, you're going to have to tell me as much as you know about it.
There is a chapter of the order here.
Huh. So all that talk...
You've heard the phrase, keep your friends close and your enemies closer? I am extremely suspicious of them, Mr. Ritz. We've not had actual ties to them in a long time, but they created our chapter, and ever since have largely left us alone.
But they left their fancy book here. What does it do?
I suspect they had as much knowledge about the ledger as we do. The story goes that the pages are filled with the brightest minds that have passed through our chapter. It functioned as a sort of,
slam book?
No, more like, well, a yearbook. As the chapter has been around for centuries, the book has practically filled beyond capacity.
So, it's a journal. You know, you can burn books, right? I get that, like, Hitler did it, so it kind of sucks, but if it's an artifact causing you trouble...
I told you. I don't want it destroyed. It's too... powerful.
You wouldn't be keeping anything from me, would you, Prof?
I just think it's best an experience to be lived in order to be believed. And with that, I shall leave you to it.
Hey, Prof.
Mr. Ritz?
What do you think went wrong with the book?
Go ahead. Open it.
Oh, shit.
Yes. Still interested?
More than ever.
You can answer your phone, Oliver. I was teasing before. I'm not sequestering you down here as a punishment. There should be adequate cell service.
No, it's okay. I'll give you a report tonight on the ledger. It shouldn't take too long.
I'm sure.
What, Byron?
What? Are you serious? You fucking disappear for 2 days and then you finally answer your phone. That's what you say to me? What?
Mark...
You couldn't possibly just let your friend know that you were leaving if you were all right. I mean, what if the order was out and looking for...
I wouldn't exactly call us friends, Mark.
Okay, fine. Casual acquaintances who pick each other up from the airport and answer phone calls from Venice at 2 a.m. when you're drunk off
your... That was twice. I don't think that makes it a habit,
but... Do not tell me you took off with the creepy guy who says that he's from Yale but most definitely has a plain white murder van.
Actually, it's a black sedan.
Oliver, would you just please be careful? I'm running low on friends.
I'll call you later, Mark. Okay, what do we have here? A regular old leather journal. 16.5 inches by 23.4. Interesting. Okay. Standard Googling tells me that is not interesting. Okay, great. So, the leather is worn, but not cracking. Must be extremely durable if it's 200 years old. Well, Yale was founded in 1701, so it's not that old, unless he got his dates wrong. Okay, so, whatever. No special power embedded in the leather, which means it is... Oh, okay, come on, Ritz, just open it. Don't let it scare you. You're gonna take it apart soon anyway, so... You just have to figure out a way to create silence.
You've reached Mark.
Forget it. Stupid. He's the loudest person I know. Forget it. All right, fuck it. Here we go. Oh, fuck. Fuck, 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 fuck! Come on, Ritz, you... Ooh, you can isolate the power and... Okay, I'll October 12th, 1886. We took another attempt at it. The book is ready. I believe we have imbued our thoughts... Oh, there it is. That's it. That's the power. Psychic, it's got to be.
No kidding.
What? Hello?
You're right. It's impossible. That I am a woman here to study law, and that I am what I am. So what of it?
This is incredible. Who are you?
It's been difficult. I think it will always be difficult.
You can't hear me, can you?
Sometimes I wonder, is it worth it? To simply exist in the world both as a woman and as one who... 200 years ago when I would have been burned at the stake.
What is this book?
I am proud to be myself. To be Alice Ruffy.
Well, that's helpful.
But being the first woman at a place like Yale, it comes with a price. Attention. And I am unsure if I am able to bear it.
Fuck. Fuck.
Though the support, the order, this is the least I can do. This is not a simple task. I'm also not convinced it is the right task. But they are my home now. I have no one else. I wish this were not the case. I wish.
Fuck.
But
fuck that.
Whatever they ask of me, I will do.
What have you stumbled onto, Ritz?
Whatever the cost.
Mark?
Hey, I got your message. Sorry, I was at a gig. Are you okay?
Are you still mad at me? I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
What are you talking about?
I just talked to you.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I said that fucked up thing about us, and I didn't mean it. I'd do whatever it takes. Whatever you asked of me, whatever it cost, I...
Did I, call the right number?
Sorry. I don't know what that was.
So the last thing you remember was a phone call from 2 days ago?
Byron, it wasn't 2 days ago. It was 5 minutes ago.
You're starting to scare me there, buddy.
You said I left you a message? When?
Yeah, a half hour ago. Sort of wish I would have been able to answer now. You left me a weird voicemail. It sounded like a groan.
That's brilliant.
Oliver, what's going on?
I gotta go.
No, wait, Oliver, maybe you should come back.
Talk to you later, Byron. Promise. All right, let's talk, journal. How can you exist? Most artifacts are built on the power siphoned off by the alchemist, combined with a baseline power like fire or mind reader to create something new, something brilliant. But you're a whole new species, aren't you? I feel it. Well, unless I'm wrong about the psychic power. But of course, I'm never wrong. Especially not when it comes to psychic energy. It's always incredibly chewy. Like old bubblegum. And you still have that old bubblegum feel. But with the smell of ficus. Sycamores. Cypress. Are you... Instead of two, are you a combination of three powers? Transmutation, and then psychic realization, and time distortion? Because there's no way that was 24 hours. It couldn't have been. Of course, there is a distinct ache in my knees, my lower back. There's also a dry taste in my mouth. However, I am an old... What do you say, Journal? Are you gonna play nice?
You're out of your damn mind.
Prof?
Jason.
Don't try that on me. I've tried to stick up for you, but I can't keep doing it if you're not willing to listen to reason.
That's not fair.
It is when you're being unreasonable.
I'm not the one yelling.
He has a point.
Because I don't know any other way to get my point across. You're so phenomenally stupid as to think this is a good idea.
Well,
fine. We can take this to someone else, someone in the organization higher up.
That is the opposite of what I want, especially from them.
You're not giving them a chance.
Because we aren't in the military anymore, Seamus. This isn't Vietnam or Afghanistan. Alaric is not my commanding officer, and I don't have to pretend like this is a good mission.
But it is a good mission. It's the only thing that will save us.
No! I won't do this again!
This is a lot.
I'm not going to fight with you on this. This is a college, not a tribunal.
This isn't just a college. This is Yale. This is the brightest minds in the country. I'm not the only phenomenally stupid one here if you think there isn't a hierarchy.
Oh, you don't just show scenes, do you, Journal? I'm feeling their emotions.
Back off, Seamus.
Jason, I just want...
I don't care what you want. This isn't what the Order would want.
Maybe that's not a bad thing. We haven't heard from them in years.
And why do you think that is?
God, it's so much. Oh, boy.
You're not the only one who gets to make decisions here.
Oh, how do I get off this ride?
You're willing to sacrifice your kinsmen.
You haven't seen the horrors I've seen.
Whoa, wait, what?
You won't do this. I won't let you.
Come now, Jason. Calm yourself.
Stop manipulating me!
What am I doing? What do you want from me, Journal? Oh, why are you showing me this? Oh, God. Oh, what else is in here?
It's pretty groovy. I never thought it'd find a place with people like me.
I'm just worried about going to the south. I think he's fighting for the wrong side. Can't find anything on the Vafi. All I can touch Rocco about it is a MySpace group.
And I cannot help but think, who would we become after all this is ended? While necessary to the soul, reflection is a time of lonely solitude.
You've reached Mark for some reason.
Damn it, Mark. It can't have been. That felt as if I'd been here for... Oh, shit. Are you happy? Are you enjoying this time merry-go-round? Oh my God, I'm going insane. I feel like I'm going insane. Was that 100 years or maybe two, or was it just minutes? I can't tell. I can't move. I need. Oh, fuck this. Come on. I don't care how many times I have to call Time Lord. It's not been that long. It's not been years. I refuse to believe that.
Albert?
Oh, thank God.
What the hell? I've been trying to get a hold of you.
This artifact, it's fucking powerful, man. It's nothing I've ever seen before.
Oliver, it's been 5 days.
It has? Oh, thank fuck. Oh, listen, I'm sorry I didn't call sooner. I didn't have any control over it.
Stop messing with me.
I'm not. I'm really not. I swear on my mother.
That doesn't mean anything. I don't know your mother.
Fine, I swear on your mother.
Well, that's not really a... Okay, are you okay?
There's three powers.
Cool. Wait, how?
Most artifacts, scratch that, all artifacts are a power paired with an alchemist to infuse whatever the artifact is, a rock, an egg, or a clock.
Right, okay, I remember. And this one isn't alchemy in another one, this one is alchemy in two other things?
It doesn't make any sense, because adding the other power should cancel each other out. The alchemist is essentially the agent that binds the power with the non-power.
Okay, Oliver, I don't care. I'm just glad you're okay. What's going on?
But this thing, it feels almost like the two powers, the ones that aren't alchemy, are fighting for dominance. There's an abundance of energy in this thing. I mean, no wonder Seamus has been having trouble with it.
Shocking account from Professor Nogood.
Blackwell.
Right. Listen, I think you need to stop messing with it.
No, God, no. Definitely not. Definitely not now. It only took days, not years.
Years?
Did you hear what I just said about the power fight?
Yeah, it sounds like a bad X-Men movie. Have you slept?
I haven't felt the time pass.
Well, that's not encouraging.
Okay, I guess that's not entirely true, is it? I mean, I mentally felt the time pass. I thought it was years, like hundreds of years, all compiled and expanding in and around me, and then it stopped, and I felt my body, all the physical effects of remaining stationary over the course of only 4 days. I should get up and walk around.
Oliver.
Ooh, jumping jacks. I'll do jumping jacks.
Buddy, I'm worried. Come back to Boston. Get out of Yale.
I didn't call for advice, Mom.
Then why did you call?
Because I need you to ground me. Tether me. When I go through these memories.
Whoa, what?
It's a journal, Mark. It's filled with, I don't know, memories, I guess, from a bunch of people over years.
Holy shit.
That's not even... You want to know the crazy thing?
Everything?
No, I feel it.
Like you feel the people?
No, like I feel their feelings, their emotions.
Get out of there.
It's not that bad, really.
No,
it's kind
of... it is. That's like playing with fire. Worse than fire. You're playing with shit that messes with your head.
It's not messing with my head, Mark.
Oh, really?
Much. It's not messing with my head much.
Uh-huh. Then why do you need a tether?
I need help staying myself.
This is bad, Oliver. It's like really, really bad. Why did this Blackwell guy want you looking into this? What does he want from it?
He's a good guy, Mark. I saw him in one of the memories. He was fighting for us, for our people.
What do you mean, our people?
Atypicals, you and me, he was fighting for us. I think there's information in this that can help atypicals. Maybe that's what the journal is trying to show me. I have to go back in.
There's something wrong with this whole situation, Oliver.
Professor Blackwell needs me to take the pieces apart, and I think I understand what he means now. It's all tangled. It's not working right, but every time I get in the journal, I get distracted by the sensation.
Oliver, listen to me. I know you're dealing with stuff, but this sounds like you might be in over your head.
Maybe. You ready to come with me?
What? Oliver, we don't know how it affects others. It might be something really...
Yeah, but that's what's so fun about it, Byron.
No, Oliver.
Oh, do you hear it?
Hear what?
Oh, thank God you're still here. You really don't hear that.
Close the book, Oliver.
He doesn't understand.
He's back.
Who?
He doesn't know what he's talking about. Not when we are so close. We are so near to finishing the dream.
Professor Blackwell.
To reaching full potential.
It sounds like he's talking to someone. There are pauses, but usually if it's a conversation, I can hear the other person.
Do you really think so?
Why can't I hear the other person?
I can't hear anything.
I would love, that is, nothing would make me happier.
Oliver, what's going on?
I'll be in touch, yes. Thank you. Again, goodbye.
Maybe it was a phone call.
It's happening.
Oh. Oh, shit.
It's all finally happening. Everything in perfect harmony, just a little longer now, and then...
Oh, I may have made a huge...
Jason, he's an idiot. He doesn't know what it's like, how it feels to want. I don't think the man has ever felt. Everything he has experienced in his useless life can be from it.
Oliver? Are you there?
Mark, I
hours. I thought that...
Mark, Oh, man, I gotta go. We're all,
What is the feeling?
The rush in your soul. The anticipation.
I want... Fuck.
Oliver, I need you to tell me. What's happening?
He's talking... He's feeling... Again, only this time it's... Oh, my God. I've never felt so much want in my life. It's like... Oh, it's like hunger. Mark.
Come on, you can do this. You've gone through worse. Come on. Focus. Step away.
No, I can't. I need to... I want to fix it.
Then just fucking fix it!
Right, yes, right, yes, thank you, thank you.
Are you doing it?
I can feel it. It's a mess.
Soon. It will happen soon.
Oh, it's beautiful.
No one can stop it.
Mark.
Is it done? Look, I'm on my way, Oliver. Just close the book. Close the book.
We are inevitable.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Mark? Oh, dead, of course. Ooh, well, that was exciting. Oh, my God, you... are coming with me, journal friend. Fuck. How long has it been? Oh, you're okay, Ritz. You're okay, just...
You? Yeah.
Hello?
Oh, hi.
Who is that?
I didn't realize anyone else was in this building. What's up?
Who the hell are you?
You guys haven't noticed anything odd, have you?
Why?
No reason.
Have you noticed anything odd?
No, God, no. Totally normal here. This is very normal, this library. This is still a library, right?
Okay, I don't know who you are or what you're doing here, but you better start talking fast.
Ooh, aren't you scary? I'm positively quaking.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not.
Look, why don't you just... Oliver? Oliver, thank God! I got here as fast as I could. I've been
Whoa, you drove all the way here for me?
Yeah, you weren't answering your phone. Oh, hi, I didn't realize it. Hold on, Caleb? Adam?
Mark?
Hey, man.
What the hell are you guys doing here?
This is a school? We're students? What are you doing here?
You know these
We're
guys?
My friend here. Yeah, they're old friends. Caleb, Adam, this is Oliver.
Hey.
Oliver.
Oliver? Oliver Ritz, the alchemist?
Oh, yes I am. So glad my reputation precedes me.
I really need to talk to you.
Hold on, me first. Oliver, did you fix it?
I'm thinking it has something to do with the fact that we've been trapped in a time loop. Hmm?
What?
Oh. Shit.
The College Tapes is brought to you by Illuminary and Atypical Artists. The series is written by Lauren Shippen, Brigham Snow, and Megan Fitzmartin. This episode was written by Megan Fitzmartin. In it, you heard the voices of Christian Bruin as Oliver, David Carey Foster as Blackwell, Andrew Nowak as Mark, Valerie Tosi as Alice Ruffy Jordan, Chris Gardner as Beck, Alex Gallner as Adam, and Brigham Snow as Caleb. Additional voices provided by Kate Cohen, Hugo Pierre Martin, Tyler White, Megan Fitzmartin, and James Oliva. This episode was directed by Lauren Shippen and sound designed by Brandon Grugel. The series was sound designed by Misha Stanton and Brandon Grugel. Original score by Evan Cunningham. The College Tapes is produced by Lauren Shippen, Brigham Snow, Lillian Holman, and Evan Cunningham. Thank you for listening, and stay strange.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.